This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The Conval School District in southwestern New Hampshire filed a lawsuit yesterday against the state. They're claiming lawmakers have failed to fund an adequate education for New Hampshire students. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has been reporting on education funding in the state, and she joins me now in the studio. Sarah, thank you very much for being here.
Hi.
So in a nutshell, what is this new lawsuit about?
Sure. So it's a familiar story. We've been hearing it for decades now. Basically, the District of Conval is saying that the state is shortchanging them on the amount of money that it sends to the school district to help pay for an adequate education. So right now, that money is called base adequacy aid. It's like around $3,600 per student that the state sends to these schools. And Conval is saying that's not nearly enough. It doesn't help us cover anything like transportation, other basic things like a nurse or superintendents or facilities, keeping the heat on. And if you really want to pay for an adequate education for us, you're going to have to triple that amount. Tripling it amounts to more than $10,000 per student that Conval now wants to get from the state. And taken in total, that's going to look like $22 million more dollars Conval wants from the state next year. Mm-hmm. And they're actually asking for the first payment of that to come in 2 weeks, by April 1st.
Wow. So this is really fast moving.
Yeah.
So how does this particular complaint fit into that decades-long battle over school funding in New Hampshire, starting with the Claremont lawsuits in the 1990s?
Sure. So the Claremont decisions are where this battle kind of began. The Supreme Court said in those decisions that the state needs to fund an adequate education. And in order to fund it, taxes need to be equitable and fair across the state. And Conval is basically saying that didn't happen. And that in the current system, the state is not fulfilling its constitutional obligation that was laid out in those Claremont decisions that were more than 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, we've been talking about school funding in New Hampshire for a while. It's been discussed in many parts of the state, and now we have this lawsuit from a school district. Is this lawsuit kind of a surprising move?
It is a surprising move for a couple reasons. So one is that there's actually been this kind of like slow, very intentional movement growing among many of the lawyers who first represented districts, property poor districts in the Claremont cases years ago, Andrew Valinsky, John Tobin, and some of those districts, some of those Berlins and Claremonts and Pittsfields who've been saying, hey, lawmakers, if you don't figure this out soon, we might have to bring another lawsuit. But for now, we're going to focus on legislation that could boost education funding. And so there's kind of been this sense that there might be a lawsuit that's been percolating for a while. But yesterday, when news of the Conval lawsuit came out, none of the players who've been discussing a possible lawsuit, who've been discussing possible legislation, knew anything about it. They were not prepared for this. And the other reason it's kind of a surprise is that Conval is not the district you think about when you think about a really struggling district that cannot raise enough taxes locally to pay for their education. And they're saying, yeah, we know we're middle class and we're really struggling to make ends meet.
So a big surprise, and probably a welcome surprise for those looking to overhaul the school funding system.
Not totally. There are some people who are concerned that this could actually mean that some of the legislation that lawmakers are looking at, that they're hoping to pass, that would boost education aid from the state, will kind of get sidelined because lawmakers will say, oh, well, it looks like the court's going to take this up again. Let's just kind of sit back, see what the courts do. That could be years of appeals, years of different court decisions. And then ultimately, it would be back up to the lawmakers to figure out, to make sense of what the court had said. So some people feel like the timing is actually kind of awkward because there are these potential changes that could be made by lawmakers.
NHPR's Sarah Gibson, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.